The Arctic Broadband Summit wrapped up in Barrow last week. Crews are busy off the coast of Nome laying fiber optic cable this month, and GCI recently announced plans to bring high-speed internet to 10 more communities in the region this year. The community of Stebbins is on that list, and while many are excited for faster service, KNOM's Emily Russell reports some fear subsistence could suffer.
It's a spectacular summer day in Stebbins. Fish racks are filling up, berries are blooming, and Bernard Abuchik is sitting on the beach with a rifle under his arm.
These elders wanted the seal meats, and our seal just happened to pop up on our beaks, and now we're just waiting for it to come back.
Those elders are farther up on the beach with their eyes glued to the horizon. Many of them were around before villages like Stebbins had stores that sold prepackaged meals. They had to watch the horizon for seals, scan the tundra for berries, and travel long distances by dog sled for caribou.
We lived with the seasons. We had spring camp, summer camp, fall camps, and we lived off the land.
Charlie Kitka grew up in Marshall, a village on the Yukon River about 100 miles south of Stebbins.
Nowadays, nobody goes out into the country anymore. Just very few people do that.
Kitka says more and more people across the region aren't learning subsistence skills like net mending and fish processing. Instead, he says they're turning to modern conveniences to put food on the table.
Our younger generation, all they know how to do is go to the store and get something quick that they can put into the microwave to eat.
Morris Nishonak says a lot of that has to do with modern distractions.
We've got more kitchen to iPads and iPods.
Nishonak is the mayor of Stebbins. Like many other village elders, he worries technology is tempting kids away from their traditional roots. He says kids from his village would rather be home playing video games than out gathering greens.
They're spending like 9 to 12 hours a day with their toy. And we'd like to encourage the younger generation to be more active in subsistence gathering and hunting.
That may get even harder, though, in the months to come. GCI is promising to bring high-speed internet to Stebbins by the end of this year. Doreen Tom thinks that's a good thing.
Well, right now we have GCI over here at the office, and it's really slow.
Tom is the city clerk for Stebbins. Internet in the city office will cut out for hours sometimes, which Tom says is a real problem when she's under a tight deadline. And Tom isn't just excited for faster internet at work. While she admits kids aren't as involved in subsistence as she was growing up in Stebbins, Tom says she doesn't mind the distraction in her own home.
They get to stay home more if they have internet on the phone, and I like it when the kids are home because I know where they're at.
That's understandable in a village where bootlegging leads to binge drinking and often violent behavior. On a day like today, though, it seems like nothing could keep kids inside. Back on the beach, Bernard Abuchik's nephew, who can't be more than 7 or 8 years old, comes up next to him.
And what's he holding in his hand right now?
He's got a toy gun he's been playing with.
His nephew and a few friends were pretending to be hunting seals on the beach when a real seal popped its head above the water. Abuchik laughs as the boy pretends to load and unload the toy gun.
And that was just so funny because they were playing hunting seals, and then a live seal came up in front of them, and they just got the adrenaline rush and happy.
It's that happiness and rush of adrenaline that Abuchik says can't be conveyed over the internet, no matter how high speed it is. Reporting in Stebbins, I'm Emily Russell.